Dabo Swinney said he would quit if college athletes ever got paid wrong. Somehow I think he's going to stick around now that name, image, and likeness is a thing. You agree? Or will he say goodbye to his money?
Get about $9 or $10 million a year. I would think he might swallow his principles for that amount.
I don't think we're going to see that headline today. I mean, this is gigantic news. This is a landmark day in the history of college sports. It truly is. And it began at 12:01 a.m. It was going to happen anyway. The NCAA finally decided to relent and say, okay, go ahead now, if you please. And they pleased. And at 12:01, if this report is accurate, the first athlete, college athlete, to have an endorsement deal, Ron, was Jackson State defensive end Antoine Owens.
I don't know that I would have guessed him as being number one.
Well, it could be anybody. He signed with Three Kings Grooming, a hair product business, and he was the guy to make the first splash here. So he has an endorsement with them. He tells Sports Illustrated, "Somebody pinch me. This is something that's going to be life-changing, generationally life-changing." And this company called Icon Source, I-C-O-N Source, it's a digital marketplace that connects brands with athletes. They facilitated the deal. They struck similar deals for four other players there. Deion Sanders coaches that team. And they actually had a day-long celebration in Manhattan, this company, with live pairings of athletes and brands. So Owens was officially the first. This company helped arrange deals with women's basketball twin sisters Hannah and Haley Cavender of Fresno State. And all kinds of things are happening. I saw a kid from Alabama, I think going to Alabama, one of the biggest football recruits in the country, basically saying, "Hit my DMs. I'm open for business." This is it, man. College athletes are officially getting paid.
One headline, first thing I looked at this morning, I saw on Twitter, Auburn quarterback Bo Nix has some deal with Milo's. I guess it's a fast food place in Alabama. Yeah, it's coming. I still have a million questions about how it's going to work. Are the quarterbacks and stars going to get most of the deals? Although you just gave a couple of examples. Didn't you say there was a couple women athletes too? Didn't you say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think.
I want to see how this goes over into women's sports. And, I'm all for it. It's their name. It's their likeness. They should be paid for it. I just wonder, are the quarterbacks going to get all the best deals and the centers get nothing? I mean, and are the bigger schools going to get the bigger deals? You know, the rich get richer, so to speak. Is a recruit that, you know, this guy you said DM, the recruit, is he going to go to Alabama where maybe he gets more than he would at Pitt or Penn State?
Don't they all go to Alabama anyway?
Yeah, well, the stars do. You're right. Your point is well taken.
I mean, those are great questions, and there's so many more,
I think. But this is just getting started, and but it's a nice start for these kids, you know that?
I don't think there's any harm here. It's the free market at work. And in fact, my mind was opened by a couple things I read yesterday. Dan Wetzel, who I think is the best
sports columnist
in the country, he talked, Ron, about this evening out the playing field, because here's a couple things that are happening. One is, you'd rather in this scenario be a bigger fish in a smaller pond. And he pointed out, his example was Ohio State recruiting against Michigan State. So would you rather be the 8th rated recruit for Ohio State or top the list for Michigan State and be the guy? Then there's, I think, the fact that most of this will be taking place in the digital world. And I got some insight into this from teaching a sports writing class at Waynesburg. And one of the women in my class did a piece last semester on how younger people are marketing themselves on TikTok, things like that.
Oh,
it's unbelievable. So it doesn't really matter how good you are. It matters how popular you are, what your story's like. And in fact,
I got one word for you. Juju. Look what he's done.
Yes.
Look how he's marketing himself.
Right.
On TikTok and social media.
You wouldn't believe.
Better than, I mean, anybody I know. And I'm sure there's others who are even bigger. But who better than him?
You wouldn't believe the money on there. Seriously.
I know.
They rate it in this SI story at 80 cents per follower. And they mentioned that this could open avenues for more female athletes, gymnasts, for example. who now have an avenue to make money that they didn't have before. There's one out there, and I forget her name, which I had written down here. Ron, she has 1 million followers on TikTok.
Is that Simone Biles? I mean,
no, it was a college gymnast now. I don't know who it was. She has 1 million followers at 80 cents a follower. Even I could do the math with the help of my iPhone here. That's $800,000.
Yeah. A life-changing event, as that kid said. Life-changing.
And the point there, though, for me anyway, at least as this begins, is this actually helps potentially to even the playing field. The playing field's already wildly distorted. The same team wins the national title in football every year, and the same three or four are there every year. So I think this actually helps to even the playing field and opens avenues. I mean, I just read twin basketball players, women from Fresno State. The question is, how can you market yourself digitally and get people to watch and have fun with stuff and take people inside the locker room? Of course, that could also be another issue that gets raised,
right?
Is how far do some athletes take this and where will they take it?
I thought I read that they're not allowed to use like the school name or logo or anything like that. You know, that's protected. There's so many questions involved here, but it's a start. And I think it's going to lead to bigger and better things for the athletes.
It's a huge start. I mean, it's revolutionary is what it is. And another question, I mean, what other questions come to mind for you? One for me is, and I don't care about this because this type of stuff's been happening throughout time anyway. It's just been under the table. This reminds me of legalized gambling. It's like this was happening anyway for 100 years. So has paying college athletes.
Right, and it's a very similar comparison too, because the gambling was looked at as so bad, evil, and under the table payments, so bad, evil. Not anymore.
So what's to stop boosters take any school? School A, high-profile football school. You got the hottest recruit in the country. No, let's say basketball. Let's say you have LeBron James and he wants to play in college. What's to stop the local car dealership from saying, we want you to be our spokesperson and we're going to pay you $2 million a year? Yeah. And some booster gets it there for LeBron James, like figure.
That's what I wonder, that how that kind of stuff is going to work. I do.
Well, it's going to work with the boosters giving the car dealership money and the car dealership paying the guy.
Supposedly, they're not allowed to do that.
Do what?
I thought the boosters were not allowed to be a part of this. Maybe I read it wrong.
Well, what if the car dealership just says, we'll do it, and the car dealer happens to be a booster?
Yeah.
You know? Bottom line is, what if we're talking millions for rare players, rare athletes?
I just wonder how it's going to filter down to the less superstar players, yet who are valuable to their team.
Who cares?
It's the maybe open they care.
Why?
Those kids care.
It's the then they should get a better market, social media game going.
Well, I guess, but it's not always easy for the backup center or the center guard to do that.
See,
right?
I don't think it has a lot to do with how good you are. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's how good is your social media game.
Yeah, but don't you have to have some sort of presence on the field?
Not
or
necessarily.
Rank or court?
You have to have a presence on social media.
But to get that presence on social media, don't you have to have some sort of background to behind you as a good player?
No, that's the point.
So, I mean, something would stop Joe Smith from this walking in off the street and making a fortune on social media.
Have you heard of Hannah or Haley Cavender of Fresno State?
I haven't.
They have a marketing deal with Icon Sports. That's the whole point, is if you're giving people something on social media that they want to have, they'll pay.
Okay. I get it.
And if you're not, then maybe you won't make money. And if you're not a star, then you're definitely not going to get, you know, sponsorships from the local car dealer and things like that. I mean, what are you going to do?
The quarterback always gets more than anybody else.
Yes, of everything.
That's just life,
I think.
A lot of questions to be answered, Joe.
But are you worried? Do you think this is a good thing? I love it.
I think it's good, but I think you're going to have some rough patches to get through it to start. I think there's going to be lawyers involved and everything else. But I, the bottom line is, it's going to be beneficial for these athletes.
Yes. To me, the bottom line is, every other college student can make money off social media and in any way they choose. So why shouldn't athletes be able to?
You're right.
That's what it is for me. And by the way, Ron, Do you think this, I won't say replaces, but affects in any way this whole idea of paying college athletes? Because this way, if you can figure out a way to make some money somehow, some way, then have at it. You know, does this lessen the need or the push to pay college athletes?
I still think there's going to be ways to funnel even more to the stars.
In terms of salary type things?
Yeah. I mean, I think there still will be rules broken to pay the stars even more.
Yeah. Or they'll just pay the stars even more.
Right.
I mean, there is nothing really to stop somebody from promoting a product and getting tons of money now.
Right.
Wherever that money's coming from. 412-928-9370. Your thoughts on name, image, and likeness, which is a fancy way of saying you can go out as and make, I think there's no cap on this that I saw, is there, Ron? This is free market at work here. If you're a college athlete, like any other college student, you can go out and make money however you see fit, pretty much. Let's talk about that coming up. It's Cook and Joe.